So we have these beautiful scriptures of how grand God is and how amazing. And then Jesus healing the sick, every kind of disease. What do we think about that nowadays? Do we have healers like that? Do we have the sense that God is everywhere, in all place, almighty? Well, we're going to talk about these things today, but before we do that, let's pray together. God, bring us your understanding and your amazing love as we try to sort out what these miracles that you do for us have to do with us and how we can figure out what that means in our lives. Bless us as we listen, as we speak from our hearts, as we connect, and just give us all of the understanding that we can fathom for today. In your name we pray. Amen. So, have you ever had something happen to you where you've left the house and you thought, oh, I just need to go grab that one more thing? Just came into my head, I just have to have it. And then later on you found out you really needed that thing. Coincidence? Maybe. My brother-in-law, who is a great guy, would do anything for anybody. Isn't a Christian, never has been to church, I don't know, a half a dozen times, but loves people and is just connected in some way. He's a great guy. One night, he and his wife were going to see a show in Wendover. And she was pregnant, and they were just going for the evening and came back early. But as they were getting ready to leave, my brother-in-law felt, I need to put some blankets in the back of the car. Picked up three blankets, threw them in the back of the car, not really thinking it meant anything. And then they were on their way home and came upon an accident. There were three guys in a truck. Their truck had spun out of control, rolled over, and all three guys were thrown from the vehicle. Three blankets, three guys, three rescues. He doesn't know why he wanted to put those blankets in his car. He probably doesn't even really wonder about it that much. But I always call those God coincidences. Something happened to me a bunch of years ago that I don't talk about very much. I've told this story once at a movie night. I think it's something that sometimes freaks people out. It's a weird thing that I have no explanation for, but it's a great story. So come on this journey with me, and I'm going to tell you this story. I was in my maybe second or third year in seminary, and very heavily involved at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. We knew the pastors really well. We were going on missions there, different things, and the pastor of the church was also really good riding buddies with Alex. His name was Jim Munter. And he was having some issues with his heart. So he went into surgery that morning to have some ablation done. And on my way to seminary, or before I went, I called, and they assured me that the surgery went well, he was in recovery, no problems, that he was planning on going home that evening, and that everybody was fine. So I'm driving along on my way to seminary, and suddenly, while I'm praying for him, I get this sensation that something's gone wrong, that he can't breathe, and I know that this is really happening real time. It's very strange. And I'm thinking, praying that some nurse or somebody will understand that he can't breathe. He's not getting enough oxygen. Something has gone wrong. And as I go along, finally someone comes. He's breathing again, but they're rushing him into surgery. Something has happened and he's losing blood quickly. What happened was when they did the ablation, you know, they do this like cauterizing, and one of the places where they cauterized had torn open and he was bleeding inside his heart. Well, I knew everything that was going on with him when it was happening. I felt and saw them rush him into surgery. I felt in my body them cutting him open, and pulling apart his ribs. I could even feel his rib breaking in my body. His right rib, I can, as I think about it now, I feel it. It's right there. And I'm thinking, how can this be that I'm feeling this pain in my body? And I can't, it can't be true. It just can't be true. But as I'm thinking that, I'm praying anyway, just in case. And I can see the surgeon holding his heart, my friend's heart, in his hand. And I can see his spirit rising out of his body. And in a panic, I said, God, we can't lose him yet. He's not finished. You can't take him. He wants to live. And even as I was praying that, I thought, what if he's okay with dying? What if it's all right with him? But I continued to pray. I prayed for his family. I prayed for him. And all of the sensations in his body finally came quietly to a halt, and it seemed like he was okay. So I actually had to stop at one point, pull my car over, because the pain was so excruciating that I felt that I didn't feel I could continue driving. When I finally got to my class, there were a few people in the class who were members at Good Shepherd, and they were all in a hush speaking to each other, and I said, okay, what's going on? It's Jim. And they said, yes, he's been taken into emergency surgery, and we don't know if he's going to make it. And quietly I thought, I know he's going to make it. I know, because I know. I was there. There was something very strange about having been there, having this connection with someone that was so strange that I kept saying, it's my imagination, it's my imagination. But I had confirmation that it wasn't. I had no way of knowing that they were taking him back into surgery, no way of knowing what had happened in the surgery or why. So a few days later, maybe a week later, Alex and I went to visit Jim. And I said, I had this experience while you were having your surgery and all of that, and I explained it to him, and he said that everything that happened, including the broken rib, was exactly as it had happened to him. He didn't remember his spirit leaving his body or anything like that, but his accounting from the surgeons and the nurses and his wife who was there, everything was exactly as I had experienced it. Now, how do we explain things like this? You know, I always preach that we have a connectedness that we don't really understand in some ways. Why did Danny throw those three blankets into his car? Why? Why do we have these situations? You know, before that happened to me, I used to always know when my sisters were pregnant. I would have symptoms of pregnancy, and I would call all of them and say, okay, is it you? Is it you? Inevitably, I was feeling what was going on with one of my sisters. Now, I don't know if that happens to any of you. Probably not, which is why I don't tell this story very often. Also, don't we hear this saying all the time that seeing isn't believing, but believing is seeing? Maybe it's because I was open to what was going on with Jim, and I was the only one who could pray for him in the way that I did and connect with what was happening. I don't know that it changed anything that I experienced that, but he and I are joined like this forever because of that experience. No matter when we see each other, I go right up to him and pat his heart, and he puts his hand over my hand. We are joined forever by this experience. But how do we explain that? There is no explanation for something like that, but it was my experience. And that's all I can tell you. I mean, any of you can say, oh, well, you know, maybe this is like a fish story and it's gotten bigger over time. Actually, I wrote down the story and it was much bigger than how I explained it today in real life. I, for some reason, experience people's pain. When Diane was having her issues, there was intense prayer for her that I had a connectedness that she doesn't even know about because I haven't talked about it. There is something in that healing that happens between us as people that it's so personal. So how do you explain that? How do you explain what happened to me? Was it that I wanted to see it? Somehow there's, you know, we don't have any trouble with taking out our phones and understanding that, you know, there are radio waves and somehow we can talk on a phone that's not connected to anything or anybody and we can just, I can just call up Carla on my phone. But we have a really hard time believing that we could connect spiritually with somebody else, that I could call up Carla in my head and say, I want healing for Carla today, and that there will be a response. So why is a tangible phone so much easier for us, even though it's just as mysterious how it works? And there's science behind it, of course, and maybe there's science behind this, but it is to me a miracle how we are connected in ways that we can't even fathom. In ways that we just know. Someone comes into your head, you give them a call, and they have a need. That isn't just our imagination, is it? Maybe it's why we're all here, because we want to connect to that mystery. This healing ability of Jesus, you know, people who are New Age or newly Christian can't believe that there is a miracle, that Jesus could just lay his hands on someone and they would be well. And what about those people who don't get healed? Or the unexpected thing? I just found out that Teresa fell on her knee and that's why she couldn't be here today. She hurt herself. What about, could we expect that Jesus would just reach out his hand and touch her knee and heal it? What is that healing all about that Jesus did? Well, I refuse to believe that God is limited by something except God's own will to do things. Healing is an important part of how we live. We want God to heal us. We want God to make things right in our lives. And what does that mean when we don't get what we want? That's a tough one too, you know? It really is. I've had so many disappointments in my life. I can't wave a magic wand and say, I'm going to tap into what I tapped into when I was with Jim during his surgery. It doesn't work like that. It's a mystery. I don't know why. I don't have the answer, but what I do know is that we have a loving God who connects us all, who loves us all, and who prompts us to help each other. Maybe if God fixed everything, we wouldn't be in community. Maybe we wouldn't have to ask for help, and we would just be loners, because it could just be us and God if God was going to fix everything. But part of what we are created to be as community. We have a God, an amazing God, who is within us, all around us, who works through us to help each other. I feel like somehow that day I was a conduit for whatever healing needed to take place, a conduit to alert people of Jim's need. I wasn't a healer, but somehow I was involved in that, or else why did I experience it? I have a lot of questions about it, and it's a strange thing to have that happen to you, but I know that I wasn't alone and that my instinct was that I was with God moving in some way to help in a situation with a friend of mine, someone I was deeply connected to. So when we read these stories about Jesus healing, maybe an open-mindedness about why the people in the stories needed God to heal. What was Jesus doing as a conduit for God to help these people to feel loved, beloved, belonging to something that Maybe they didn't get the feeling they belonged to before. So as we love each other and we move in these circles of love and connectedness, let's be open to whatever it is that God leads us to do. So when you have those coincidences, God coincidences in your life, embrace that. You're part of something that is a mystery and beautiful, not like a phone, but something so much deeper and so much more important. God, the healer, God, the love of our lives, God who helps us in every moment, let's embrace that love this week. Thank you for hearing my story. And I know you guys have stories, and I'll hear them this week. Text me, email, tell me. I want to hear them because they're important. So go in peace with lots of God coincidences in your lives. Amen.